Our devotion for today is taken from John chapter 17, beginning with verse 14. And this is part of Jesus' high priestly prayer. And he says this in his prayer to his heavenly Father, speaking about his disciples, "I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, for they are not of the world any more than I am of the world. My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of it. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth." Back in the mid-1800s, there was a group of people in Germany who wanted to get away over to the United States. And it was a large group of people, and they came on ships over to the New York area and went out near Buffalo, New York, and bought property outside of the city. And their goal was to establish sort of a commune, to keep themselves separated away from people. Well, the city started to grow further and further toward them, and they finally decided, we're going to sell our property and move into the Midwest. So they bought large tracts of land down in southern Iowa. And you can still go down there and visit these places today. It's known as the Amana Colonies. There were seven little small villages that clustered together. And their goal was to keep their children and their youth away from the evils of the world. They started selling refrigerators and stoves and things like that. And in order to sell that, they had to have a railroad come through their colonies. Well, after a while, they realized their kids were jumping on the trains and riding into Des Moines and other cities, and they were starting to lose their kids, and their kids were getting infected, you might say, by the world. It's interesting how there's a tendency inside of us Christians sometimes, when we see how wicked the world can be, there's a tendency in us to want to isolate ourselves. And we almost think, well, maybe it would be better for us to just form a little group of Christians somewhere and stay away from the world. There's a famous expression that is often used among Christians. We are to be in the world, but not of the world. And when we look at the words that Jesus gives us here, he's praying that our Heavenly Father would leave us here in this world to accomplish his will and the purpose that he's leaving us for. So we are to be in the world, but not of the world. It's easy to say that as a Christian, but sometimes it's hard to live that way. This sinful, wicked world, especially a culture that is often so bent against Christianity, can have a tendency to sort of wear us down. Years ago, a young man had recently joined our church as a young adult and had gone through instruction, and he still liked to hang out with some of his friends from his previous life when he wasn't a Christian, many of them who were very radical and immoral. And he came to see me one day, now that he was a Christian, and he said, "You know, now that I've come to believe in Christ, it's really hard for me to hang out with those friends. What do you think I should do?" And I said to him, "Well, if it's threatening your faith and your Savior, then you should get away. But at the same time, those friends might also need your witness and your presence there among them." The word of Christ that we love, that has caused us to become believers in this Savior, puts us at odds with the world. Jesus says in his prayer, "I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world." The very word of God that has created faith in our hearts to trust in Christ, who's forgiven our sins and given us the hope of heaven, that very word that creates the church of Christ in this world, is the very thing that the world still needs. And that's why Christ prays that we would be left here because of that evangelizing purpose and the mission of the church. Jesus says, "They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world." Now, did you catch that? That's what Christ says about you as his believer, that you really don't belong here, that you are just as much a part of heaven and have heavenly citizenship as Jesus Christ himself. That's what an amazing thing our faith is for us. Through Christ, we can claim heavenly citizenship. And the way we stay in that status is continuing to be sanctified before God, holy before him through faith in Christ. Jesus says, "Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. It's that very word that brought us into faith that will keep us holy until Judgment Day. Let's have a prayer as we close. Lord God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us your word of truth by which you've called us into your kingdom of grace, given us faith in Christ as our Savior. We pray that you would continue to hold us in your church through faith in that Redeemer. Help us to deal with the difficulties and challenges that we face living as Christians in this world, as we look forward to the wonderful home you've prepared for us in the mansions above. We pray this all in Christ's saving name. Amen. May God truly bless your day.